What if embeddings could think like the model that creates them? You're listening to Exploring Next, episode 221. I'm Izzo, and with me is Boone. Today, we're diving into LLM 2vec Gen, a paper that's flipping the embedding script entirely.
Yeah, this one caught my attention because they're not just iterating on contrastive learning. They're asking a fundamentally different question.
Right, so most embedding models today encode what you give them, the input text. But this team said, what if we encode what the model would generate instead?
Exactly. And that shift unlocks something huge. Traditional embedders lose all the reasoning and safety alignment that LLMs have learned. This approach keeps it.
Okay, but who's actually stuck on this problem? Because I'm thinking about teams building RAG systems, semantic search. They all need embeddings that understand context and reasoning.
Think about it. You query for safe investment strategies, and your current embedder might surface content about high-risk crypto schemes because they share surface-level keywords.
Oof, yeah, the input-output gap. Your query means one thing, but the embedding model doesn't know what a helpful response would look like.
LLM 2vec Gen bridges that gap by learning to represent the LLM's potential response. Here's how it works. They add special trainable tokens to the vocabulary.
Boone, break that down for me. What do these special tokens actually do?
So imagine you have a query like, explain quantum computing. They append these learnable tokens to that input, then optimize those tokens to represent what GPT-4 or Claude would actually say in response.
Wait, so the tokens themselves become the embedding? That's actually brilliant. You're not encoding the question, you're encoding the answer space.
Exactly. And the training is self-supervised. They use the LLM's own completions as targets, plus distillation from an existing embedding teacher. No paired datasets required.
That's huge for deployment. Most teams don't have clean paired data sitting around. But how do they keep the LLM backbone frozen and still get this working?
The base model stays completely untouched. Only these special tokens get updated during training. So you preserve all the safety alignment, reasoning capabilities, everything the LLM already learned.
I'm giving this approach an A- just for the elegance. What kind of results are they seeing?
On MTB, that's the standard embedding benchmark, they beat the best unsupervised methods by 9.3%. But the safety numbers are what really got my attention.
How so?
43.2% reduction in harmful content retrieval and 29.3% improvement in reasoning tasks. The embeddings inherit the LLM's judgment about what constitutes a good response.
That's exactly what product teams need. I've seen so many RAG systems go sideways because the retrieval layer doesn't understand intent or safety.
Plus, and this is really cool, the embeddings are interpretable. You can decode them back into text to see what semantic content they captured.
Wait, seriously? So if I'm debugging why my search returned weird results, I can actually inspect what the embedding thinks it represents.
Yep, no more black box debugging. You can literally read what the embedding learned to represent about your query.
Okay, I'm bumping this to an A. The interpretability alone makes this production ready in ways most embedding approaches aren't.
I mean, I'm already adding this to my weekend project list. The implications for specialized domains are huge. Medical search, legal research, anywhere safety and reasoning matter.
Right, and the self-supervised training means you could adapt this to domain-specific models without needing labeled pairs. Just let the model generate, then learn to represent those generations.
The architecture is surprisingly clean, too. You're not rebuilding the embedding pipeline. You're just adding learnable tokens and a training loop.
So what should people go build with this? I'm thinking there's got to be code dropping soon. First thing, grab the MTB benchmark and baseline your current embedding setup. See where you're losing points on reasoning tasks specifically. Good call. What else? Try implementing the core idea with a smaller model first. Take Llama 3.2, add some special tokens, and see if you can get them to represent the model's completions for your domain. And honestly, start collecting query L